I just want to say it's really, really, really nice to be here with you guys. I wish everybody peace and hope everybody's having a beautiful morning. Today's really, Bill had kind of asked me to come speak here, and we didn't know I was going to speak until kind of the last second. I'm actually in the process of moving, which is kind of, the ties into the theme of the talk today. I'm moving actually to Colorado tomorrow, and I wanted to speak about the essence of home and the spirit of adventure and connected to the metaphysical path that we're all on and that we can all relate to. I guess before I read something I had written for a publication called The Mindful Word, today's talk really grew out of my sense of the Smoky Mountains, this area in particular, Franklin, being my home, and knowing that this is the place I'll always return to. And then sort of like Colorado and the Rockies representing the spirit of adventure. And I'll kind of delve into that a little bit more. So today's actually very cathartic for me because I'm feeling a lot, and I just wanted to read you guys something. So this is just a reflection I had written about home and placing that within the spirit of adventure. It's rather brief. Two mountain ranges evolve over time. Both arise from the same spark of creation, but represent different qualities of their creator. The taller, vaster, younger, and more rugged of the two ranges speaks to the spirit of adventure and youthful exuberance. With its tall snow-capped peaks, jagged terrain, and cold winters, this range draws in those youthful spirits who see in these mountains the metaphorical challenge to conquer their fears and achieve their hopes and dreams. Due to this range's imposing landscapes, many of its inhabitants choose to reside along the periphery rather than within the cradle of these great and inspiring mountains. Captivated by its majestic summits, many young people migrate here to fulfill their quest for adventure and to achieve personal transformation. The smaller, homier, ancient, and less rugged of the two ranges speaks to the spirit of deep-rootedness, refined wisdom, and the feeling of home. With its lush green forests, soft rolling hills, and warm, inviting climate, this range attracts those reflective souls who find in these densely wooded mountains the solitude needed for meditation upon the eternal self. Due to this range's gentler sliding slopes and ridges, many of its inhabitants live within the heart of these exquisite blue mountains. While less young people may migrate here than to the former, those who do lay down deep and permanent roots, like the rhododendrons and mountain laurels that provide the range's humble grounding. The spirit of adventure, youthful exuberance, deep-rootedness, and refined wisdom are all core facets of our inner journey along the path to self-realization. The qualities of each of these two great mountain ranges, then, serve as natural contemplative reflections of our own states of being. Each also reminds us that we must always heed the call of our inner child to ascend the rarefied peaks of wisdom that comes with experience and age. So when I wrote that, it was actually my first time I moved off to the Rocky Mountains about a year and a half, actually 2 years ago. I moved off, lived out there for about 6 months after having lived here for 3 years. And then I came back, of course, and I've been here for a year and a half since I returned the first time. And now I feel the pull to go back out there, go out west for a little while. And I wanted to kind of speak about that feeling of the spirit of adventure and the feeling of home, and how the two actually are not dueling counterparts, but they both inform the other, particularly when we expand our perspective to the metaphysical quest that we're all on. So how many people have felt like the pool between sort of like the wandering spirit in you to pull yourself out of that, like, you know, your comfort zone, if you will? How many people have felt that? What are some examples that you guys have all felt where you loved where you were living, or you loved where you were, but you felt the pull, your spirit felt the pull to go elsewhere or to try something? It doesn't even have to be actually leaving a geographic location. It could be trying something entirely new in your life that is just totally seems outlandish at the time. But nonetheless, you felt the need to heed that call. How many people have felt that before? What are some examples you all have felt? Yeah. Or examples, yeah.
Well, okay. There are two, and they're very different. One was distance. You know, I wanted to go, and I did, you know, to Bali and Hong Kong and Israel and, you know, go far away. And I've got a ton of slides that I've converted from all those that remind me of that. But I'd say kind of a metaphysical version of that that was very strong is when I was living in Colorado for 12 years, I would go backpacking and camping way up. But there was always, every single time, no matter where I went camping, there was something that was home, and it may have been the campground, you know, where I camped, or it. Sometimes it was just the backpack. It was something that connected me, or if I went and camped and I ditched the backpack, and I just wanted to hike as far as I could, maybe get up to the peak, then what was home? Ultimately, it was just me. It was just this body. But now the older I get, this body isn't really home anymore so much. It is. But something else is home now.
Yeah. Is anybody else? Awesome, that's beautiful. Anybody else have a story they want to share of like this sense of like that spirit of adventure, heeding the call of your inner child or your spirit, beckoning you away from your home, but then weirdly through that spirit of adventure, finding that home is within.
And I still do want to hug everyone, and that's not as well accepted in some places. And because I love people, and I see potential in things where other people don't. And I learned that while I was on the road. Being in Rainbow was fantastic. Everybody greeting each other, I love you, brother, I love you, sister, and having hugs and just that community.
So you found home on the road.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's
what they say when you go into Rainbow is welcome home. And like he says, I know home is within me, and denying that, I feel like I shut the doors to my own home sometimes because I deny those urges to be exactly who I am or worry about what everyone else thinks of me. When I was on the road, it didn't happen as much. Mm. I just did it. And so
you were home without thinking about being home.
Yes.
You just felt at one.
Yeah, and I've got so many things I'm just emotionally thinking about this, and this time I'm taking my 7-year-old son with me, so.
Wow. It's going to be quite a beautiful adventure.
Yes.
Wow.
So what is this spirit of home? So this sense of like adventure and heeding your spirit's call, which is vitally important in this, especially where we are today in this culture, where many of us are too afraid to heed our spirit's call. We're kind of taught you have to do things kind of by the book, and that, you know, society's hammer may come down on you if you don't follow a set path. But really heeding that call, the spirit of adventure, may actually bring you closer to home than you can ever imagine. Or going on that road for a while, or going out to Colorado for a while, or going out to Bali may actually, in a sense, help you feel more connected to your home whenever you return, wherever that may be. And what is that sense we feel of wanting to feel home, but yet at the same time wanting to experience that adventure within ourselves, within our spirit? And what does that come from? And I would argue that comes from, and I want to get your guys' insights, everyone in here, I would argue that comes from a deeper metaphysical yearning to connect to the one. Bill and I were talking on the phone, that sense of yearning in the home where we all want to feel that connection, whether it's on the road through Rainbow, which is beautiful, or whether it's on some kind of adventure to Colorado, or whether it's living in these mountains, which have their own sense of interconnection and indescribable beauty, whatever that may be, where does that yearning come from? And I would argue that sense of wanting to be home is our sense to connect to God, right? We all have a yearning to be connected to God, the One, the Tao, to the great mystery, to the essence. We all feel that connection to connect. And many times in order to feel that connection, we have to experience some sort of, we find out in the end, it's not really that at all. We have to feel some sense of pulling ourselves out of our comfort, or this sense of, at first, the pain of leaving our home or what we consider to be familiar. And in order to experience that, like, it's like if we always felt one, we wouldn't know what one is. Right, we need to have that, like, at least in our minds, imaginary conception of being separated from God. So, like, me leaving these mountains makes me feel like I'm leaving my connection, my most innermost connection to God. Yet, what I know I'm going to find is on the road and in Colorado, God is always within me, no matter where I go. And I think that's like the key, is you have to push yourself out of your comfort zone to reestablish that connection within yourself, and you actually find that home is everywhere, and that connection to the spirit, to God, is always within you. Like Bill, you were talking about, you know, you had that strange feeling that you're on the top of this peak. You've never maybe even hiked that peak before, and you've never been on that particular mountain, yet you felt that oneness in that home with the backpack. And maybe at first it was a little bit scary. You felt like, oh my gosh, I'm really connected from what's familiar, and I feel sort of like separated. But then as you deepen that connection, you realize that, oh my gosh, I'm actually discovering my home deeper than I ever knew before. You know, and that's what, like, the spirit of adventure does for us. It refurnishes and makes us feel a great gratitude and freedom within us that we are always connected to our home. And we learn that it's everywhere we go. And I think that's at least why I'm taking off I feel like I have a lot more exploring to do within myself. And I've gotten, in a lot of sense, I love this place so much, I've become too comfortable. And I feel like I need, there's a lot more learning for me to have. And a lot, and I feel like that being on the road will strengthen my connection even more. And inevitably I will return here. And that connection will be filled with even more gratitude and even more exuberance in spirit. But at the same time, I know that that home is always within me. So I think our sense of like adventure and home are one and the same. Our feeling of home becomes strengthened by our spirit of adventure, and our spirit of adventure takes us closer into contemplation with our home, or communion is a better word, with our home. The two are interrelated. It's like you can't know suffering without joy, and you can't know joy without suffering, right? How can you know home without adventure, and adventure without a sense of feeling home? They're intertwined. Yeah.
I'd like to add something.
Yeah. That's pretty adventurous to me.
No, I never went willingly. I always sort of, you know, there was some circumstance that caused me to move so often. And I did not go willingly. And I always clung to the last home, and I would go back. It took me a long time to really accept that I had a different home now. And I look back at it afterwards, and I've learned new things, I've been stretched, and I accept this, and I think it's a good thing. But I never set out looking for it.
But it found you.
It found me, right. Whether I wanted it or not, it found me.
And maybe that brings up another thing about giving in to the sense of adventure that only brings us closer to the one within us. And that is surrender, you know, learning to surrender. I've been, you know, I thought in my own journey, I was like, it'd be a lot easier just to sort of like stay here and not really seek out that adventure. But I feel like something's finding me and pushing me to do that. And not clinging, that's a tough one. Not clinging.
Oh, I definitely clung.
Me too.
Started having panic attacks. I mean, bad ones. In the tent, it would always be at night. A lot of times, if it would rain or something, I would feel. I mean, I knew I was so far away from home. I don't know why, but the panic attacks came. Until I realized, it struck me that I am home. This is home. Where I'm at. And once I accepted that, once I realized it, you know, inside that tent in the middle of the night, whether it was raining or not, and when it's dark up there, you see nothing. That was home. And the panic attack stopped.
You guys have all heard of I'm going to butcher his name, but his books are beautiful. Coelho, who wrote The Alchemist and the Pilgrimage. On The Pilgrimage, it's just real quick, and it's a book he wrote after The Alchemist, lesser known. It's about his personal journey doing a pilgrimage that many Christian mystics have done through the centuries, the Road to Santiago. And it's thousands of miles long. It's maybe half the distance, of the AT, maybe 1,500 miles, 1,000 miles. And he describes when he's starting the journey feeling very much like he's away from home. He followed his spirit of adventure, but he's panicked. He's not present. He's clinging to his home in Brazil. And then as he's going on this trail through the mountains of Spain, primarily in the countryside, he starts to realize that that trail he's on, the road to Santiago, that's his home. That becomes his home, being on that road. Kind of like, first name again?
Joshua
was describing, like, how being on the road in the rainbow, with the rainbow, it made you feel a sense of home. You know, you were on that road. And same thing he describes in the book, The Pilgrimage. And you know, that's a really a profound notion when you realize that the spirit of adventure will always lead you home in a deeper way than you could have ever imagined. But we all have to have that faith to take that plunge, to follow the spirit of adventure, because it can be scary. It can be scary to expand our horizons in the ways that we connect to God or the One. And sometimes in order to deepen our connection to that sense of home within, we have to take a chance and a leap of faith. And that leap of faith is something that can be very scary, you know, because it's exploring a new facet of God, which is the unknown. And that's the unknown in some ways leads you into a, at least I found from my personal experience, I'm sure many of you have, it leads us into a profound place to leap into the unknown. That's what in some ways catapults us into this sense of heightened connection. At least what I've found through my journey. Yeah.
You know, you're young. When I was young, I traveled all over the world.
Oh, man.
And had mostly on reservations and indigenous people. Always looking for that experience.
Yeah.
And I had incredible experience. Then I moved to Franklin. And this is the only place that I have ever Now I don't travel so much. It's more challenging after you hit 80 to travel. Mm-hmm. And so but what I'm finding is that now it's by location, dimensional travel, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm looking at now is not finding God within, looking at the fact that everything is God,
mm-hmm.
and that I am God, mm-hmm. which is, for me has been a really big shift from staying connected to spirit to staying connected to everything.
It's just like dissolving dualism. You've realized that there is never any separation. You are it.
And when you go into the other dimensions, it's the same thing. In other words, doing all the meditation and doing dimensional traveling does not, you're still stuck in finding yourself. And when that self dissolves into something different, you know, I was sharing with them that one of my Facebook friends posted something this week that just took my breath away. And I'm really looking at it. And what he said was, the biggest trap you will ever experience is when the ego thinks it's enlightened.
I saw that.
I'm still processing that information.
Some of the Hindu mystics call that the golden chain. That even when you've had advanced spiritual work, that belief that you're starting to make serious progress and that you're almost a cooked chicken, if you will, that's where the most dangerous trap of all is laid. That's why they say the yogis have to be very careful as they mature in their spiritual evolution. The ultimate trap may be being laid for them. They call it the golden chain.
The Native Americans call it something else.
Yeah.
But it's within all of the, there comes a point where letting go of that.
Yeah.
That need to be anything.
And just be.
Native Americans call it Metakwiase. What? Metakwiase. Which means it's all one.
Yeah.
Struggles and those panic attacks and all the things which I've been going through a lot of that myself, those are like the monsters that you meet along the way. The things that stand in your way to say, no, you can't do this. And you kind of stop you from what that ultimate goal is. So
they is you.
Yeah.
Me.
Yes. And they can come in many, many forms. And it really helps to look when you put things in a concrete way, and that's what Joseph Campbell was hoping to do, was to put something that was very abstract in our minds into something we could understand. That's why you created the archetypes, so that we have something that's like, okay, well, I see this, and it gives you something to relate to for your journey, to say, okay, I can see why this is happening.
There's always like an unfolding purpose to your journey.
Yeah. And a gift to bring back to others.
And a gift to bring to others. Please.
I want to say, you are awesome.
You're all awesome.
Everybody here is awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any place in all of my adventures that I've been in a place where you can talk like this and feel normal.
It's true.
It's true. Every time I find myself back here, I'm always blown away by the level of everybody's awareness and comfort and sharing. I don't even experience this kind of thing in my own classes I teach, where you can get this level of intimacy of people sharing their journeys.
That's home.
That is home.
That's home.
And these mountains bring something out of that. There is something truly unbelievable about this place, even though I feel the need to, even though I may be today, the last couple of days I've been really pushing, like, I should just stay here. Last second, just call off this whole thing. But even as I'm heeding my call, knowing my spirit's calling me to go out there, I know my spirit will also return me back here with even a more heightened sense of connection and hopefully, God willing, a gift to bring back, mm-hmm. You know, which is all I think we can hope for.
I feel like it's, for me, when I turned 60, I started changing the color of my hair. I'd never dyed my hair before. So, and that was something I felt the call to do for several years until I finally did it. And it is a matter of expanding the idea, my idea of who I am, by doing something like that, taking a class and learning something different. So I become more all-encompassing when I do things that I might have been critical myself of. Who's that person with blue hair? How weird is that?
Thanks. I've been wanting to say that, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well,
you hear that same yearning and call every year when you see people come through on the AT. Whenever my favorite time of year is out here is April, May, when you're out on the trails, and even you could just go down to winding stairs and pass out trail magic, you know, pass out foodstuffs. And the people out there seem so happy, you know, so fulfilled because they're truly heeding their call of adventure. And at the same time, they're strengthening their sense of home while they're on that trail. I find that repeatedly, person after person, there's something they're seeking. The average AT hiker, could have been a divorce, it could have been a sickness they overcame, it could have been overcoming some kind of PTSD. Like the most beautiful is seeing veterans on the trail, you know, and they're out there and they're conquering, Matthew, you said the fears and demons within themselves and the monsters within, and they're out there and they're finding something that they never even knew was there. I know for me, that's my dream one day, to get on the AT and do the whole thing. You know, like, that'll probably happen sooner than I think. You know, so maybe upon my return out here. But there's something to be said about the sense of belonging and home. And it's a very powerful feeling. And yeah, I think it can be found. You know, and anybody else have anything to say? Yeah, the Appalachian Trail. It okay. Seems like a great metaphor for the journey of life. I think I just put that out to the universe.
Yes, you did.
So you'll be coming back to Western, to the mountains, but maybe we won't see you for a while anyway. No.
Seems possible. Does anybody else have anything they wanted to add or anything?
I did. Growing up in a small town in Pennsylvania, my roots, my sense of home was very limited and limiting. But I didn't realize, but I had that sense like, ooh, I gotta get out. So Denver, Colorado was calling me in my 20s, and I tried everything I could do to manipulate that to happen, facilitate it, couldn't make it happen. Wound up in South Florida, trying to manipulate any way to get here for 3 marriages, couldn't make it happen over the years. Finally, get here, find my real sense of home and roots, and raise a family here, and still love it here. And now my daughter is in Denver following my dream, and I get to spend time with her. But the shortest, wonderful travel for me most recently was to the Wild Goose Festival a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Mind blown. Christian Woodstock. Just all about activism.
Peace and sustainability.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And it's just around the corner. And I feel like I travel generations and societies just by spending one day there.
Wow.
It was just mind-blowing and altering and convicting and growing. And it was just a little spark. Googling a couple of years ago, fun things to do in the Asheville area. And for 3 years, I'd see it come up. Wild Goose Festival. Oh, I should go there. Wild Goose Festival. Oh, I should go there. Wild Goose Festival. I'm going. And I just bought a one-day ticket and went by myself. But I had that little bit of panic, like I'm packing the car for the day. You know, everything I need, just in case I stay over, sleeping bag, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but I don't know anybody there. I don't know how. I don't know what. And it's like, this might not be panic. This could be sheer joy and excitement.
Yeah.
So I like, oh, okay, let's just feel it. Go, put the windows open so it can come and go as I drive. And I sit down under a tent to look at the schedule that's from here to here. And I hear the speakers under the tent start to speak. And I turn around. First speaker, I start to sit up in my chair. Second speaker, I'm on the edge of my chair. Third speaker, I'm crying. And I'm like, over the mountains in Hot Springs.
It's so funny, the two things that one music act I was involved in,
yes.
We tried to get into Wild Goose Fest, and we missed it by the skin of our teeth.
Yes.
And I had heard about that. And secondly, those surprises of life are always just around the corner or right in front of you, you know? And your story sounds a lot like Matthew's,
yes,
with the...
Joshua,
I'm sorry. My names are terrible today. Joshua, what you were saying about the your sense of being on the with the rainbow, like, you know, finding your tribe, you know, and like that's really quite beautiful. And Barbara Prime, I'm sure you've found, quite literally, you've found your tribes, you know, several of them through the years. So that's an incredible story.
When I saw the post that you were speaking today, I thought he needs to be at Wild Goose next.
Trying.
Perfect melt, yeah.
That'd be cool.
I like that what she pointed out about anxiety, fear, telling yourself that this is excitement and joy, because they are really so much the same energy. And it's a good reminder. Yeah, they're that close. It's just a matter of how you interpret it.
It's beautiful. Thank you guys. I'm all done, yeah. You guys are phenomenal. Thank you.